Hey, this is Karen. I'm so glad you're here, and I can't wait to introduce you to my favorite people in the world, rock movers. Rock movers are people who are doing what others see as impossible. They are achieving goals that were once only dreams. She's probably a mom, wife, sister, friend, CEO, or entrepreneur, and she's an all-around rock star. While she's moving rocks out of her own bag, you can bet that she's helping move the rocks for other women too. And I know she's moving rocks for me. So come on in and join us and meet my rock movers. Hey rock movers, another fabulous Friday, and I can't wait to share my guest today with you. Her name is Michelle Pearson, and Michelle is an official badass. And when I say that, I'm not even joking, because Michelle's lifelong mission is to empower, build confidence in those around her to achieve greatness. And she's currently a senior partner and the COO of America's Future Series. Wait till you hear about this series. It's amazing. She's also a lifelong entrepreneur, an expert in safety, self-defense, and has taught thousands of people how to live safely and confidently. She and her husband, Paul, along with their family, ran a large martial arts school in Canyon City, Colorado for 10 years. She is a black belt in karate and just an amazing person. So without any other delay, my friend, Michelle Pearson, thank you so much for being here today, Michelle.
Oh, you are so sweet. It's my honor and privilege to be here, Karen. Thank you for asking me.
Well, I am just honored. Michelle is another one of my amazing introductions from my sweet friend, Casey Haston. I feel like everybody should know Casey at this point because I just keep talking about her over and over like, yep, this is another Casey Haston introduction. She is a master networker and master connector. So you guys know that Michelle is absolutely top of the list of quality people to meet. So I'm just going to jump right into it, and I want you guys to get to know Michelle more. So Michelle, as I mentioned to you before, we're going to start off by talking about what are you doing to move the rocks in your own life?
Yeah, well, first of all, yes, Casey, I thank you, Casey. I'm sure she'll probably, she must watch your podcast.
She does.
I know she's a huge fan of yours. So no, Casey's wonderful, and with her podcast that she does, and she's this amazing, amazing friend. Yeah, everybody should know Casey, I agree. So the rocks in my life, I've had quite a few rocks in my life, and there's been different, I mentioned to Karen earlier that there's been different things in my life that have made move the like humongous boulders that I thought were immovable. I grew up in just a small Midwest home, and I was a complete wimp. Everybody messed with me. Everybody, you know, I was just like, you know, flower on the wall.
Yeah, and if you know Michelle today, you're like, what? That could not be true. You have to be making that up. That can't be true, because she's just so powerful as a person, as a human in the room, and then of course this presence of confidence that she has. So to hear that, you're just like, no, it can't be. So tell me, what does that mean?
Well, okay, so when I did get my black belt, I posted pictures on Facebook. Obviously that was when Facebook was super big, and my friends from high school are like, what is this? These things don't go together, right? Like, this doesn't make sure two of these things go. It's like, really? I never thought in a million years you would do karate. So my husband started karate with our two oldest sons while they were young at that point. And I watched him for an entire year, and he's like, you should join. I'm like, no, that's okay. Not my thing. So seriously, we watched for an entire year. And I had other moms and wives who were watching their husbands and their sons. And they're like, you know, we could like get in shape, and we could like learn self-defense. And so we all joined, all six of us, all my friends, six of us joined at one time. We all joined karate.
Oh, and how cool. So they peer pressured you into doing this.
Yes, they did. They worked on me every week.
I love it. This is positive peer pressure.
Yeah. It was all about getting in shape. right? And maybe knowing some self-defense, because every woman really, I think, in their heart of hearts wants to be able to defend themselves, right? Absolutely. So I started, and I told my sensei, we walked on the floor and his jaw dropped to the floor and he's like, wow, that I never thought that would happen. I said, I'm just here to get in shape. That's it. And he goes, oh, okay. You know, but then I got my yellow belt and I got my orange belt and I thought, I can't do this. I can't remember. I'm not strong enough. I couldn't do one push-up at all, ever. I'd go home just so sore and stiff every single night, you know? But I just kept going. I just didn't stop, you know? And three of us went on to get our black belts, and then we had, and I kept getting more black belts, and we had to school. And, I really liked what it did to me. I really liked the confidence it put in me. And it was a traditional martial arts that instilled a lot of discipline, focus, confidence. It just built you up. It didn't make you a bully. It instilled what real martial arts does. It instilled confidence so that you don't have to defend yourself. You don't have to hurt somebody. You know, the whole idea is that you can walk in confidence and you have this kind of like, you know what? Don't mess with me. You know, and that's true. You know, criminals, they look for easy victims. They do. They look for people that don't look people in the eye, that don't stand tall, right? They're humped over. They don't look at each other in the eye. That's what bullies and criminals and pedophiles, and they all look for that kind of person. They don't want someone that's going to defend themselves and cause them harm.
Yes.
You know, so it was great. And then we started our martial arts school in Colorado, and I started a woman's self-defense class called Bite Like a Girl. And it was really, really empowering. We did huge citywide events where everybody in the whole city, the leaders, all the media, all the educational department, all law enforcement, the, you know, sheriffs, police, highway patrol, everybody was involved. It was huge. And we did that. So that was pretty amazing. Hundreds of women and girls came, and that was very, very cool. And I just saw a lot of difference it made in people's lives. People would see me around town and say, hey, you know, I had an abusive boyfriend. I was able to stand up to him and leave, you know, those kind of things, you know, that,
oh, wow.
You know, but then, you know, when you learn that kind of thing, it doesn't affect you in a physical, sexual type protection. It helps you in your job. It helps you with your relationships. Helps you know how to establish boundaries, right? And kind of stand up for yourself. Those people that don't treat you the right way, it's kind of like, hey, you know what? That's not how that's not how I work. You know, don't mess with me. Just don't, you know? So, and those are really good skills. And that's what I've kind of focused on, is proactive, being proactive about it. So that was a huge milestone, a huge rock mover, you know?
Yes. I love it. Thank you for using my tagline. But yes, but it's so important. And I love that you pointed out that it builds up that inner confidence for you to set boundaries, because that is definitely a rock that I've had to create, actually, for around me, that hedge of protection, and have give myself permission to say no. Yes. That was so hard for me. And I think in part because of that lack of confidence, you know, I didn't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to, you know, make anybody mad at me or whatever I told myself. That was so hard. So I love that that's what the martial arts did for you. It gave you permission to protect yourself in so many ways. That's something I wouldn't have expected. So that's amazing.
Well, the word confidence means with faith. It's a Latin word. Con means with, and fidence means faith. Okay, so it's with, and faith is something that you don't see, right? It's you have faith in something. You trust that it's going to work out. And so that's one thing that people have a misunderstanding on, that confidence is something I feel, it's something I have, and really it's something you believe, right? It's with faith. Okay, so you're doing these podcasts. You know, you're doing it with faith that they're going to be successful, that you're going to reach a audience that needs to hear your message, you know. And what I do is like, you know, sometimes I don't know exactly how it's going to turn out, but I'm going to walk in faith. I'm going to walk in that trust that if I do my best, I try the very, I work, you know, diligently. I have a good heart. I want to help people. It's going to turn out in the end. I don't know if it's going to turn out. And I think that's what stops people. They don't know what it's going to turn out in the end. So they're like, I don't know what to do. Well, stepping out in that faith, stepping out in that trust that what I'm doing is going to make a difference. And I might fall on my face, but I'm going to pick myself up and I'm going to go forward. That's really, truly confidence. And then the feelings of confidence come after that step of faith. Right?
Okay. That is so huge. You take the action to walk with the faith before you feel the confidence, the faith in action. Yes. That's like a mind-blowing moment. So I hope everybody heard that and really let that resonate. And I love the extra little Latin lesson that you gave us there. I just love you. This is why you're here, because we all need to hear that today on this Friday, that we can walk with faith before we feel it.
Right.
Yeah. That's so big. Okay. So good. So good. Anything else about your rock moving that you want to share? I don't want to jump into the next section too soon.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned to you before this call that about 3 years ago, I learned martial arts to see. My daughter is 18, so 17 years I've been doing martial arts. But about 4 years ago, I had a lot of health problems, both physical and mental. And it was really, really a hard time in my life. And I really, really struggled, wasn't sleeping. I just really was a doctor after doctor. And I watched a video on YouTube, it's called Heal. And my doctor told me to do it after about a year of trying to figure out what's wrong with me, you know, and it was all about people that had like major illnesses. I didn't have a major illness. I didn't have cancer, but a lot of the people on this video did. They had different things, and they used their mind to change their situation and get healed. And I was watching it, and I'm not into that so much. And I'm like, I don't know, you know? And so then I just started to, I did a lot of prayer, and I did a lot of thinking, and, you know, and I started to change my mindset. It was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, way harder than childbirth even, you know. So it was
not saying a lot for those of y'all that have had children. You know how difficult childbirth is.
But I started to really work on realizing that in the way I thought was affecting my body. You know, and I'm not saying every illness is that, but definitely mine was. And it took months, but I completely renewed my mind, and I changed the way I thought. I stopped worrying about things. And I would, like, every time a thought of worry and stress would come, I would kind of like take it captive and start thinking about other things. And it completely, absolutely 100% revolutionized my life to take control of my mind, to use my mind, to have my mind serve me instead of me serving what I was thinking, you know. And it took time, because those things had deep roots that I had learned for decades, right? Way from my childhood. Mm-hmm. But I realized how much I was worrying, how stressed I was, and that was really affecting me physically, mentally, emotionally, every way. And what we just talked about, the emotions follow, you know, the confidence, faith. That's what happens. Your emotions follow whatever you're thinking about. And so that was a huge thing. And I know, you know, that was moving up. That was a huge mountain in my life.
Not even a rock, it was a mountain.
It was a mountain. Yeah, I used to live in Colorado. That whole entire mountain is a solid rock, you know?
It was the Rocky Mountains of your head. I get it. Well, that's scripturally based. Right. Yes. To take every thought captive and to renew our mind every day.
Yes.
There's a reason behind that scripture. And it's not just about what happened 2000 years ago. It's something that we all have to do today, because otherwise our thoughts do hold us captive.
They do. Well, yeah, I'm glad you brought the scripture, because that's one thing that I lived in. I lived in the scriptures. And I mean, my whole life, but then really, but there's a scripture, one of my favorite one is Proverbs 4, I think it's verse 22. It says, above all else, guard your heart, because out of it springs the wellspring of life. And the word heart in the Hebrew means your innermost thoughts. So your innermost thoughts that are you, who you are inside, what has made you, if they are not pure, if they're not full of peace, if they're not full of joy, that will stop that wellspring of life from flowing out of you, and you really, it stops you from doing everything. And I walked it out hugely. You know, I walked out renewing my mind and changing. And what I'm doing today with America's Future Series, I could have never done in a million years if I had that same mindset. You know, the challenges that I faced and the people that I talked to, you know, the high level people, you know, I talked to generals and CEOs and just some of the highest people in the land.
Sir Richard Branson.
Sir Richard Branson was at our event. Yep, October 14th. He was at our space event. Amazing discussion with Dan Hart with Virgin Orbit. And but you know, it was challenging at first because I've never done anything that I've never been in the military. You know, I've been an entrepreneur my whole life, obviously with the martial arts school. My husband's had a number of businesses, so I know how to work really, really hard. But to be in a room, it's usually here's what it usually is. It's Michelle and gentlemen. I'm usually the only girl in the whole room, you know, which is fine, you know. But it's still a little challenging. But I love it. I love what I'm doing and facing that challenge with faith, with confidence, and doing my best. And it's working out. we're doing amazing and having amazing events.
So. And I'm sure that the gentleman in the room may initially take your strength assume something about you. And then it's like, oh no, this woman holds her own in this room. Because you do. You hold a space. You have a presence about you. And that is one of the first things I noticed about you. It's a graceful fury, if you will.
Because I like that.
It is like this, all of this power, you know, like picture a Dodge that's just like hemi ramped up. It's like the most supercharged Dodge you've ever, because I love muscle cars. So this muscle car that's got all of this power, but you look at it and it's just like this beauty, right? It's just this beautiful thing. But you put your foot in the throttle, you know, you put it on the pedal, and so much power under that engine. It's just waiting to unleash. And that's where the fury would come in. If anybody needs to have it unleashed, you know, Michelle's got it. But in the middle, it's this beautiful, graceful spirit about you that's just so welcoming and inviting. And you have such a calm nature about you, but there is this power lying underneath. And for you to be able to be in a room of generals and world changers, literally political world changers, that are affecting decisions that are being made on a global scale. I love that you said that you wouldn't have been able to do that before, but it was this transformation that occurred, these rocks and mountains that you moved simply by renewing your mind.
Yeah, that's really sweet. Thank you, Karen. That was awesome. It's funny because we joke in our, we've developed a pretty close-knit group with America's Future Series. We have a pretty large number of volunteers, and they joke with me because, you know, it's like, okay, we need to confront who? Michelle, go talk to them. You know? So I'm not very shy. I don't have a problem with confronting people. You know, I'm telling them, hey, you know what? This is not going to happen. And did you smile really big? No, that's okay. Thanks, but no.
I can totally see that happening, and I love that the Michelle pre-rock moving, you know, may not have been able to do that, but Michelle today can do it with a smile and with such grace.
Yeah,
that you know, it's amazing, and I love that because I can also relate to that. I have two older brothers; they're quite a bit older than me, 13 and 15 years older. And anytime something hard happens in our family, I get called to do it. They're like, okay, you go call that nurse or that doctor for our parent, or you go do this. You can do that.
Exactly. I can see you. That's why you're in this position. You're a voice, right? You can like say, hey, you know, let's make a change. Let's move these rocks, ladies. Yeah. Come on, let's go. Yeah. That's awesome.
I think that's awesome. It's that spirit of being an advocate for others, and being able to advocate for right. That inherent feeling and need that we have to do right, to make things right in the world among us and around us, that you and I can connect with. I see that in you. You just walk that line of this is what's right. And this is, you know, for our veterans, this is what's right to do for them and for the world around us. And I love that about the American series. And I want to make sure I'm saying that right. America's Future series. Sorry. I knew I wasn't saying that correctly. but you guys just have this program that has come out of such a passion for serving. And I see that in you, that's how you lead in everything that you do with Success North Dallas and your, you know, karate studio, your martial arts studio. I can see that you just have this servant's heart that shines through first. So I love that about you. And I hope that that's what my viewers are picking up and watching and picking up. But so this journey that you went through, that had to be so hard in the beginning. So if there's someone listening today that they're like, yeah, I'm in that place that she talked about that was so hard and feels like you're the only one going through it at the time, that nobody could possibly understand, what would you tell them to do? Like, how do they get started on that journey to healing?
I was just talking to my husband last night, and this might seem counterintuitive, but the number one thing that helped me was to realize it was me. It wasn't outside of me. As long as I blamed my husband or my family or my finances or my business state or anything else, my friends or my extended family, like my parents or whatever, that healing or that thing that I wanted was out of my reach. I had to rely on them to change before I could change. Mm-hmm. Right? It's not in my power to change my husband. It's not my power to change my kids or anything else really in my life that's outside of me. And so when I took responsibility, that was huge. It was like, okay, this is me doing this. I am thinking these thoughts. You know, I am the one. My husband wasn't very happy with his job at that time. And so he'd come home and he'd be like, oh, I'm going to quit. You know, and I'm like thinking, oh, we're going to go through bankruptcy. Oh, we're going to lose everything. Oh, he's quitting. You know, all this stuff is going through my head.
Yeah.
And I was afraid, you know, and it was just making me sick, basically. Yeah. You know, and there was a lot of different things that happened during that time. But when I realized that I can do something about it, and I stopped blaming Paul, my husband. I stopped blaming all these other things, even his job. And, you know, like I wasn't really working at that time. I, you know, like my unemployment or whatever, that I can control what I think about those things. And I started to feed myself. I couldn't just like renew my mind and change my mindset on my own. It's kind of like, okay, you know, the old saying, and like this kind of bugs me, but you know, don't think of the elephant, the pink elephant in the room. You think about that. So you're like, okay, stop thinking about fear, stop thinking about these bad things. Well, you're going to think about them more.
Right.
I started just redirecting my thoughts. I started filling my mind with scriptures. I started filling my mind with positive things and enjoying life. And every time a thought came of worry and stress, I would stop and I'd say a little prayer. I'd say, Lord, what do you say about this? And I would kind of redirect my thoughts and I would think about other things. I'd go read a positive book. I had earphones in all the time. And I really did renew my mind 24/7, even when I was trying to sleep, you know? And so I took it upon myself, like, if it's going to change, I can't wait for Paul to change. I can't wait for this to change. I can't wait for, I took responsibility. And then I started walking it out every day. And even the days where I felt horrible and like my body was just hurting really bad, I wouldn't think on those things. I would think on good things. I think on things above. Yeah. Right? I would think on the good things, and I would put in my earphones. Those days where I was struggling, I would put something positive in my mind, and I'd start thinking about them, and I'd get out of that space. And eventually, I renewed those neural pathways, yes. You know, that were dug deep, that had deep roots, and I uprooted them, and I kind of like redirected them a different way. Yeah. You know, and so, you know, that's what I would say to somebody is, if you're struggling, don't point your finger at everybody else, because you can't change anybody but yourself. I know that sounds harsh, and that sounds like, oh, I don't want to take responsibility, but that is exactly what will help you, you know, yeah. And there might be situations and things out of your control that are affecting you, but you always have a choice on how to react and what to do about that in your head. Nobody can change how you think. Nobody can change how you think.
Yeah. You know? And I think we can switch it and say, it's not harsh. It's empowering. We're telling mm-hmm. them you have the power.
You do. Absolutely.
It's not about not blaming everyone else as such. It's like, no, we're giving the power to you. This is yep. within your control. It's the only thing at times within your control.
Exactly. Yes. But like when I teach people about like safety and personal defense, mm-hmm. I have a speech on a presentation on sexual harassment. And so in sexual harassment, it's all about reporting. It's all about trying, you know, HR trying to stop everybody from doing that, whatever. And that only works to a point. But if you empower the women, or actually men too, because men are being sexually harassed, you empower them on how to have boundaries, because you can't stop somebody. You can interview them when they come in and they get hired. You say, this is, we're, you know, we have no tolerance towards this. You're fired if you do this, whatever. But you can't control them 24/7. You don't know what's going on in your head. But if you empower your people and you say, hey, this is how you have boundaries. This is how you recognize if someone crossed those boundaries. And this is what you say, clear communication. You know, we are backing you and this is not allowed. But if it does happen, you know, and so if that person that is, you know, does that to people, mm-hmm. the perpetrator, yes. and they know that they're empowering people and say, hey, you know what? That's not okay. You're not allowed to talk like that to me or grab me or whatever else they're doing to you. You know, you have that, you have a greater chance of them not doing it to you when they know you are empowered, you know? So the whole thing about, you know, taking it upon yourself, police can't be everywhere, right? My husband can't be everywhere 24/7 for me, but I know if someone was to attack me, I know what I would do, but I want to make myself less of a victim in every area. Yes. So it's all about being proactive and having that positive mindset of like, hey, it's who I am. I'm not going to let it happen. So
I love it. I love it. And that's how you're moving rocks for yourself. And you just move some huge rocks for women that heard that, just to have that. Give yourself permission to say no. Give yourself permission to draw those boundaries and give yourself permission to not be a victim. You don't have to be a victim.
That's right.
And even if that person is the one in charge, even if that person is the, you know, the company owner or your direct boss or whoever that is, you know, you don't have to stay in that situation. You don't have to allow that.
Right. Yeah. You have to take care of yourself. You know, and here too, you know, we are our worst, like we were talking about mindset. We are our worst enemies.
Yes.
And so it's to use your mind and use your thoughts to serve you.
Yeah.
You don't serve your thoughts. You serve your thoughts. You make your thoughts obey what you want to do and where you want to go and how you want to think. And it's really changes your life. It really, truly does.
I love that. So are you still teaching martial arts these days? Is that something you're still doing?
No, before I started with America's Future Series, I started 6 months ago. I was doing some speaking at different organizations, talking about, you know, empowering and, you know, against sexual harassment and how to deal with that and boundary setting. And then I got this opportunity to work with David Hamilton.
Yes.
He's the founder, CEO and founder. I think you met him.
Yes.
But yeah, he's had America's Future Series for 10 years. Amazing organization. He's an amazing man. It's just an honor to work with him. But it's basically a platform of speaking. We organize events for national leaders to come and work together in a collaborative manner and really come up with, you know, policy or come up with, you know, what we need to change, in our defense system. Our events that we just had in October were focused on technology in the military. And so bringing the military wants to advance their technology because we have to keep up with our enemies, namely China, because they're a huge threat. And so our mission was to bring technology companies together, bring prime contractors together, bring military, bring DoD together to work together to advance that cause and support U.S. global competitiveness. And so that was accomplished. And we did bring some major, amazing people, Richard Branson and Dan Hart and Eric Wan, the CEO of Zoom. We're using Zoom right now. He was at our event.
And, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And that was extremely interesting in how he's changed the security in Zoom. But we had some major military people, a lot of generals, CEOs from prime contractors like Bell Flight and Raytheon and Textron. And so it was really great. And they all worked together. The coolest thing is that they made relationships, grew their relationships, and a lot of them have decided to collaborate outside of the event. And that's what we wanted. We wanted to build those relationships so we can advance, so we can go forward. So very interesting and fun and exciting. And
yeah.
Can I tell you, is it okay if I do a little commercial?
100%, yes, sure.
We're having an event on March 30th, and hopefully if COVID clears up, on the Potomac. It's on a ship on the Potomac boat with some of the three generals of the land, General Mattis, General Petraeus, and General McChrystal. We're honoring General McChrystal with the Magellan Award. It's an award that David's given out to people that have done extraordinary things for the military.
Yeah.
So in April, we're having our other events that have matched these events. We're having a Space Innovation Summit, Cyber Innovation Summit, Defense Innovation Summit also, and then space, cyber, and another joint military pitch day where we bring technology companies together and help bring investors. They can invest in the companies and promote their technology to the military and DoD and prime. So exciting things and having
amazing
a lot of
things.
I'm having so much fun. It's fantastic. The company is fantastic. David is amazing.
Yes.
And our team. But we're doing something big in helping our nation and bringing people together. We collaborate together. We pride ourselves in inclusivity. I think it's the word. Inclusivity. I think that's
yes,
the right word.
That's
where
it.
We want to support, like Karen, we want to support you. You know, I want to, you know, put your podcast all out because together we can do big things. If we were in competition, if we're like, you know, we want to be better than others, we can't do anything. But if we work together, we promote each other, then we can do great things.
And I think that's one of the best things about America, if we're talking about big picture, is we are stronger together when Americans unite. And I think that's the biggest message that I've heard from everything that you and David have talked about in the times that I've had the opportunity to chat with him, is he has such a collaborative nature about him of who do you want to meet? Who do you want to know? Let's find a connection and get that introduction. And so, you know, just putting it out there to the universe of who you want to meet and how can that impact for greater good? Like, how can that collaborative union be better? How can that make things better for your world, the world? I mean, it's just, but you guys have visions that are just like blowing me away. I hear you talk about, I mean, we're not just talking about like somebody down the road, General Mattis. Hello. I mean, like Richard Branson. And I mean, is it Eric Hahn? Is that the
one? Y-U-A-N.
Yes. Yeah. With Zoom, I mean, my goodness, what a visionary. Had anybody thought about, you know, what this platform could do for a virtual commerce, a virtual society. I mean, he was such a visionary, the right place at the right time when our world needed him. I mean, what would we do otherwise? So, I mean, it's just amazing, amazing. And then the fact that he was willing to come and be available and talk to, you know, the Department of Defense and people that need his information, and I'm sure he took away some valuable nuggets from that. But
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. You know, and David's a master at that. He really knows how to bring people together, because he approached Eric and said, hey, would you like to share, you know, what you have done in Zoom to bring security, you know, to, because there's kind of a issue with the military with Zoom, you know, and so would you like to share with our audience, which is high level military, what you have done with Zoom to increase security? Yeah. So we gave him what he wanted. So that's our kind of our focus is, what do you want? You know, like Karen, you have a huge vision to empower women and to, you know, give them what they need. It's so amazing what you do. There's only one Karen Gray. I mean, there's probably other Karen Grays, but there's only one you, right? You know, but there's only one you, right? And you have a message, and it's important. It's important that people hear what you have to say and the vision that, you know, God's really put in your heart to get out there. It's like to support that and to, okay, who can I connect you with? Who can I, how can I help you? If we all had that kind of, you know, yeah, heart, you know, to like, how can I make you more successful?
Made me cry. Sorry.
Seriously, you have a great heart and you have a great vision and you're taking time to do this. It's amazing. And I know you have a coaching, business, you know, that you're going out because you really want to make a difference. And so if I can support you, I want to do that, but we can empower each other by supporting. You can touch people I can't.
Right. And that's what this is about. That's what you're about. That's what David's about. America's Future Series, Rock Movers. It's all about how can I make your world better and how can we partner together to be stronger together,
right,
to make a bigger impact, because you have a little pebble and it makes, you know, a ripple effect, but you throw a bigger pebble, a bigger rock into that water, the ripple effect is larger and it goes farther. And that's the collaborative effort that you guys are doing. And yeah, I want to be a part of that. And I love that you said, you know, this, if we all had that perspective. And I think that's the message that you and I today are just putting out there, is if we stop competing with each other, there's so many people, billions of people in this world. And if we all came together with that perspective of how can I help you, Zig Ziglar is somebody I loved, and his daughter is one of my best friends. Just my mentor. Julie is just someone so important to me. And the Ziglar mentality of how can I help other people get what they want? Because ultimately you're blessed by that. You get what you want if that is your heart. And, you know, that's what I see you guys doing. And that's why I wanted you to come and share, because that's who you are when you walk in a room.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I have amazing support. My husband is amazing. And we have that. And I wanted to say that my changing my mindset has affected my marriage in a great way. You know, and the same thing. It's like, how can I help Paul be the best he can? And the same to me and my children. Every area of my life is affected when I have empowered myself and moved these rocks.
Yes.
And changed my mindset and had a positive mindset, guarded my mind, right? Guarding my heart above all else. So life springs out of me. But those are all things, you know, everything that we're talking about really is a mindset. You know, not competing and collaborating together and, you know, how can I help you? And it's not your fault. My situation is my fault, right? I can change it. I am empowered to change the way that my mind works, you know, how I think. So yeah, those are all those things. I just wanted to put a plug for my family, because I have an amazing support system in, you know, my husband's absolutely a doll. I love him. He's an amazing man. And, you know, what's that?
He's a keeper.
He is. Oh yeah, absolutely. So,
you said so many amazing things, and one of the things that really stuck with me is how at times you are the only female in the room, and I think there's a lot of women out there. I know for myself, when I was in financial advisory, I was very often the only woman in the room, or right, would get pulled into a position, a job, a meeting to be the woman in the room, you know, and at times it was referred to as, we need the purse in the room, you know.
Really? Because,
yeah. And it can come across very condescending, very disrespectful.
I bet.
And so there's these women that are in these male-dominated industries, and you know, they I don't know if I'm drawn to them or if they're drawn to me, but I have this empathy, this heart for them, because I know if you're a strong woman, you know, there's ugly words that get said about you. You know, they're being said about Kamala Harris, and, you know, politics aside, she's a very strong woman who has put herself in a place of attack because she's a very strong woman.
Right.
And, you know, if you're a strong man, it's respected. If you're a strong woman, it's a negative thing at times in certain circles or certain, you know, opinions. And I think as women, it's our obligation, it's our duty, it's our calling to say, no, she's not that because she's strong. Now, we can be that. We can be, you know, earn those names. By our attitude and our behaviors.
Right.
But it's not because we're strong. We can be strong and gentle. We can be strong and feminine. We can be strong and kind and graceful. And I think you are that example of how someone can be very strong and very assertive and very accomplished and that graceful fury at the same time.
Thanks, Karen. Well, okay, so you know, we've talked about scriptures. The Proverbs 31 is a famous famous chapter in the virtuous woman. So years ago, I looked at the word that virtuous, right? And it's the word chaleo. I'm probably saying it wrong in Hebrew, but in every other place in the Bible, well, not every other place, but most places, it means army, it means force, it means strength. It doesn't mean that you're virtuous, but really it means strong, which, you know, when I read that, I'm like, okay, wow. So I believe that God's version of women is that we are meant to be strong. And it got twisted throughout the ages that we're,
yeah, that you should be virtuous and weak, that you had to be spiritual, which meant being a victim or being someone that's easily ran over. And that's amazing that the Hebrew definition and connotation of that is the opposite.
It's completely opposite. Well, you know, Deborah in the book of Genesis, she was a judge, right? And she went to war with Barak because he was afraid. And he's like, well, if you go with me, well, for her to be a judge, she had to win battles, lots of battles. She was put in a position of leadership. So she had to, it was no big deal to her to go with him to battle, you know? And she was like, why are you afraid? Just go, just do it by faith, right? Yeah. Right? Go with faith, you know, just believe that you can do it. And so, and you look through all scriptures, and even now the Jewish people, every single after high school, they have to go into the army for 2 years. Yeah. So they never had this idea of women were weak, right? And so somewhere along the line, this came about. It wasn't the way it was from the beginning. I have little doubt that, because there's a strength in us, you know, to have babies and, you know, be a mother and to,
that's not for the weak.
No, we were supposed to be strong from the very beginning. And so, and there is, you know, like for me, one thing I've worked on is for me to be myself. I can be strong, but I want to be me. I'm not acting, right? I am just who I am, you know, and as I've worked on my mindset, I've become more and more who I believe I was created to be and who I enjoy being, right? That's having that strength, but having that grace at the same time, having that kind, sweet nature. You know, my husband always jokes around. He goes, oh yeah, you think Michelle's all sweet, you know? And he jokes around because we would practice martial arts a few times. I, you know, threw him on the floor and almost knocked him out. But you know, that's just the way it happened. You know, we were practicing, right?
Yeah, it wasn't a one-off. It was just to let him know you could.
But we joke around about that. But I mean, he's a really big guy. He's 6'3", really big guy. But I had to learn how to, you know, we practiced. I had a guy I could push off, you know. And any woman can defend themselves physically. It doesn't matter. It's not a matter of physical strength. It's a matter of physics. You know, he's way stronger than me. He's bigger. He's, you know, a lot taller than me, a lot bigger, stronger than me, has more muscles up here than me, but I don't use, it's not strength to strength, it's a matter of physics, you know, using the body the way it's made to be, right?
Yeah. A force in motion stays in motion.
Force in motion, and we have these awesome hips that God gave us. We can use those that are full of strength. But anyways, so, I guess part of it, and I would encourage your audience, you know, this is part of one thing I learned to do is to be myself and love who I am. And those thoughts of, comparing yourselves, oh, she's better than me, or she's prettier than me, or she's more skinnier than me, or she has better hair than me, or she can do this better than me, or whatever, do not serve us. Those are thoughts that don't empower us. They actually depower us, right? And they take it away from us and make us try to be something we're not. And if you can get that out of your head and say, you know, those are not things I want to think of. I want to be who I am. Because we all have unique strengths and gifts and personalities. They're gifts to the world, right? They're gifts that we can share and help other, empower other people. We can encourage them, just like we were talking about. You, Karen, are unique, right? And you have a gift to give to this world. You know, that it's right there, and you can touch people's lives and just really make an impact in people's lives. And if we are ourselves, though, that life comes out of us, those gifts come out of us, and we can really help people. So it's to not let competition, not let comparison, not let, you know, looking down on yourself, having a good self-identity. And maybe people don't know who they were. There was a time I didn't know who I was, but it's to work on those thoughts and work on having positive, and it will come out eventually, because who you are really wants to come out. It's these other things that kind of weigh us down and stop us from being who we are.
That's so good. I hope people are taking notes. I hope that they're really taking all of this to heart. It's simple, but it's not easy.
Right.
And it is. I think there's courage in acknowledging that's an area or an issue that we struggle with, is that lack of confidence and the not knowing, because there are times when maybe we're unsure of our gifts, unsure of our place, unsure of our direction. And the thing that I love about coaching is that I know, after coaching several people and seeing, you know, we all have issues, we all have rocks, and we all have the answers within us. It's just finding them and taking the time and having the courage to find them.
Right. So are you, with your rocks, the things we've talked about, are those the things that kind of stop us from finding the answers? Is that one of the things that you discovered?
I think that the way that I got the rock movers is that I discovered that there are things that happen in our past that we pick up. There are things that happen to us or choices that we've made, a lot of things that are out of our control. But for whatever reason, we pick those up and we begin to carry those as if they were our own. Mm-hmm. And they do weigh us down. And they become so heavy. And, you know, we joke about we all have baggage. Well, those are things that we have intentionally chosen to carry around as our baggage. And if you just stop for a moment and look at those things that you're carrying, you can remove the weight and carry the lesson. What did I learn from this wound? What did I learn from this abuse? What did I learn from this? Maybe it was a bad decision that you made, a bad business decision or personal decision or whatever. You know, for me, I will use me as an example. You know, I had a child really, really young. That was a rock I carried. You know, it was a decision that was thrust upon me, we'll say. But this was something that I was carrying, and it became an area of shame. And I carried the weight of that shame and that thing that I could have carried the lesson. Once I took the two apart and no longer carried the weight, but I carried the lesson, then this lesson is something I can share, because I can't share the heavy weight, but I can share the lesson.
Yeah.
And right now my bag is lighter because I've taken this weight out, and now I have something that I can now use this lesson to take the rock out of her bag and her bag and her bag. So
awesome.
That's where I see, like, things that happen in our childhood and things that happen all along our path they stop us from being who we are because we are so heavy burdened by all of these rocks, and they begin to, you know, cloud our vision, and we can't see in front of us because we've just surrounded ourselves with rocks.
Right.
And we're not even moving forward anymore. We've just built this Fort Knox around us of rocks that are just, we're suffocating. We can't even breathe anymore because it's just covering us.
Right.
You know.
And so listening to a podcast like this, filling your mind with positive things, encouraging, those help break down those rocks into pebbles, you know, to get you. And that's what I was saying, you know, I really renewed my mind. I tried to keep it positive in those days when I felt, you know, I'm losing it, you know, to listen to something like this, go back, you know, your listeners need to go back. Okay. Let me listen to that one of Karen. It really touched my heart. And it, one thing I did is I listened to it over and over again. Mm-hmm. It's a constantly renewing, you know, because once you hear one time, we hear only 7%, I think they say, or 10% of what we really hear. But to keep going and to keep listening over, there was like messages that really struck home. I listened to probably like 50 to 100 times because it just kind of like resonated with me. But to, you know, that's how I was encouraging your audience to go back and listen to them, fill your mind with, take the time to fill your mind with positive messages. And eventually I think those rocks will go. You'll get the message. You'll start seeing things.
Yeah.
Ways of doing it.
Sometimes we don't even see the rock. We just feel the burden. So it's when something like this comes across, and if whether it's my podcast or another podcast or a story, a book, whatever it is that you're using at the moment, if all of a sudden it jogs your memory to something that happened,
right?
Take a moment and stay there. Think about it. You know, write about it, journal about it, pray about it. And what is it about that really means something to you? And what do you do with it? And when you begin to see that situation begin to create these choices in me, or these habits, or this language, this narrative in my head about defining who I was. And like you said, you know, okay, Lord, is that true? Is that your voice? Is that honest? Is that right? And in coaching, we say, you know, if something's happening to you or you're making a choice, is that true or is that the truth?
That's right.
Because we create a true, like, yeah, that's true. And you could say, for example, you could say, yeah, I'm overweight. That's true. But is that the truth about who I am? No, right. I'm healthy. You know, so there's true and truth. And so finding that and using that as the gauge, if you will, on things that are happening around you. If somebody tells you you're stupid, you know, is that the truth? No, you're not. You know, you're intelligent, you're blessed, you're highly favored. All of those things that you can tell yourself instead. And then the words that they're saying no longer become that rock that you're carrying around.
That's right.
Now there's the lesson. So I love that. Thank you. Thank you for sharing all that and just being available to speak truth into my life and help me move rocks. I'm so blessed to be around women that Casey introduces me to and people like Casey that just are transparent and real and strength that is, I'm not sure where it comes from other than it's just an inherent God-given ability that you have been able to tap into and not believe the lies. So thank you for doing that. All of those things that happened to you have created you into this vessel that's being used today for so much good. And I just, I'm honored to know you, to call you my friend, and to be able to share that message with so many people that I love and care about, my rock movers.
Oh, thank you, Karen. It's been my honor and my privilege to be with you. And I look forward to getting to know you more and watching more of your podcasts and helping to promote, because I think what you're doing is absolutely fantastic. Thank you for what you do and how you're affecting people's lives. It's absolutely wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we will put the connections and the links so that people can connect with you and find you. But as we leave, what is the final thing that you want people to remember you by?
Oh, that I think that everyone that's listening has greatness inside of them. And to not let anything stop, just keep going and keep reaching out and keep trying. Don't ever give up. Because as long as we have breath, we have value, and we are so important and a gift to this world. So don't ever let anything stop that. It really, that is truth. That is truth.
So good. Thank you so much, Michelle. I just appreciate your time and appreciate you pouring your heart in today. And I know my listeners are too. So this is going to air on a Friday. We're recording it on a Friday, but it's a Fangirl Friday. So thank you. And I hope you know that I am your fan.
Yeah, I'm your fan too, Karen. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle.
Hey, it's Karen. Just one more word before we go. I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening and for supporting our Rock Movers family. I want to invite you to connect with me on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. Just search for Coach Karen Gray. And if you're interested in becoming a guest on the show or learning about how we could work together in the coaching space, just send me an email at karen@coachkarengray.com. Until next time, just remember to keep moving those rocks.